Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Now, earlier today, the Singapore government announced sweeping new measures to contain the import of COVID-19, coronavirus disease 2019 cases, as well as stem the spread in the Republic. They cover more border restrictions and social distancing measures, including limiting the size of gatherings to 250 people.
Well, Straits Time to Health correspondent Selma Halik was at the announcement briefing earlier today and is with us right now to give us the latest. Well, Selma, first, can you give us a sense of the atmosphere, the briefing today? I mean, for example, we understand the ministers sat 1 meter apart during today's press briefing.
That's right. And not just them. For the first time, they put the media in staggered seats with at least 1 meter from the next person, whether in front, behind or to the side. Aside from that, you know, I mean, yes, it's a serious thing, but we were expecting such measures.
What about these additional travel restrictions, though, that were announced? Tell us more.
I don't think anyone was surprised. If you look at the World Health Organization figures, these countries have had a huge spike in the number of COVID cases, Italy in particular, but also France, Spain and Germany. So it makes sense to ask people not to go there. But, you know, aside from Singapore banning people who have being there from visiting or transiting in Singapore from tomorrow night, people who are living here, who are residents, who have been there, will also have to go on stay home notice.
Mm-hmm.
For the uninitiated, describe the stay home notice to us.
For the stay home notice, it's exactly that. You're not supposed to leave your home. And if you are sick, if you get symptoms, you call them and they will take you to the hospital.
Okay, so what about people who live with the person who's been given the stay home notice?
I guess you just have to take precautions because these people are not sick at the moment, so they should not be spreading the virus. And if I were the people involved, the moment you get symptoms, notify the authorities to protect your own family.
Mm-hmm. Well, Selma, school holidays are just around the corner, so does it mean that many of us have to kind of cancel or change all our travel plans?
You have travel plans, Bernard?
No, of course you don't have to cancel all your travel plans. It depends very much on where you're traveling to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, these countries that are listed, I wouldn't go there. But then aside from that, MOH has listed a total of 18 countries that they say people should avoid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the countries with a lot of cases. They say there are some countries with very few cases. Let's take Indonesia, for example, our next door neighbor. Officially says they have 34 cases, but Singapore has 6 imported cases from Indonesia. Right? So that means that there are people who have not been picked up. So advice today was that countries that have exported cases, try to avoid them. So aside from Indonesia, it includes Malaysia, Thailand, Hong Kong, India, United States, Britain. So go and check out the countries if you have got travel plans.
What about the cessation of all cruises at the port? Do we have any idea who will be affected, how much the volume will be affected, so to speak?
Well, actually, I asked Mr. Wong that this morning, and he said most cruise companies have already halted their cruises, so it's not going to be a problem, right? So it's not like we are asking a ship to stand off. So the ones that come here regularly, I think they've already cancelled. Oh, you know one other thing about travel that I think you should tell your listeners about? Anyone coming into Singapore who has got a fever or any of the respiratory symptoms, you'll be swabbed and then you're tested. Until now, if your test is negative, you're fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with immediate effect, they don't care whether your test is positive or negative. If you've got the symptoms,
14 days.
You have to stay home 14 days, not a few days, 14 days.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. And Mr. Lawrence Wong explained that this could be because your viral load at the time you enter the country may be low.
Mm.
So your test was negative, but it may develop later. Mm. So we don't want to take chances.
Mm-hmm. Well, coming back to your point, Selma, so if there are tourists, then where do they go?
They may stay in the hotel.
Mm.
Or if they're friends in Singapore, they could stay with their friends.
We're speaking with Selma Halik, health correspondent at the Straits Times. Tell us more about social distancing then. You saw it at the press conference. What should we be mindful of when we go out, etc.?
Well, I guess it's common sense, isn't it? You know,
so
that
common, you know, common sense, Selma. Yeah, it's the thing, right?
Okay. they keep emphasizing that washing your hands is very important. And that's because we keep touching surfaces and the virus could be on those surfaces. And then later on, you touch your face. And most people don't realize, but you touch your faces very often. So that could get you infected. So every time you've gone out and you go home, for example, wash your hands and the same elsewhere. And then if you're going out for meals, don't go to the very crowded places. In fact, they have recommended restaurants, dining areas to place their seats also.
Alternate placing as well, that kind of thing, 1 meter yes. distance, etc.
Okay.
Right.
Well, Selma, this morning at the briefing, apart from the few things that we mentioned, they also mentioned about the gatherings as well. So all ticketed cultural, sports and entertainment events with 250 participants or more must be deferred or cancelled. And for events that have already been committed to, I mean, organisers must demonstrate that satisfactory precautionary measures have been put in place before they can proceed. Can you give us examples of what are these precautionary measures?
Well, they mentioned that the things that they are looking at includes the size of the venue, the number of people, how long they are there for, the sort of activity, whether there's a lot of social interaction. Mr. Wong mentioned that if everybody is just standing there, then it's not so bad. But if you're mingling and socializing, then the risk is higher. So those that have, for example, sold their tickets already to these events, they have to show the authorities that they have precautions. And I guess that includes sanitizers as well.
What about new measures that employers need to put in place?
I think these are not really new measures, but they just wanted
enhanced
to reiterate.
Measures?
Advise them again that you should make sure that you have contingency plans. If possible, keep the workstations at least a meter apart. If you can teleconference or televideo, do so. If you can work from home, do so. Or if you can stagger the working hours, that also helps.
Is there a timeline on these existing measures, Selma? Because, I mean, last night the Prime Minister stated that COVID-19 could last more than a year.
Unfortunately, that's the scary bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we again pressed them this morning and they said it's anybody's guess. It depends on how things develop. But Mr. Gunn said he thinks it'll be at least a year or even more. So they don't want us to tire out with all these. So they are staggering some of the measures.
Yeah, phone interviews, not so intimate, you know, Selma. We'd prefer to see you face-to-face, right?
A lot of face-to-face things will have to give way, unfortunately, to phone interviews if you want to keep safe.
Before I let you go, give us an update on the cases here in Singapore. What's the latest and how are patients doing?
Well, the latest is still from yesterday. We had a total of 187 cases. And you know, 1 in 4 of those cases were imported. And I think about 96 have already recovered and discharged. Unfortunately, 9 critically ill and in intensive care. In fact, they're the ones you worry about because the majority of people with COVID-19 get it very mild. It's the 10 to 20% who get it severely. That they're the worrying ones.
The reports have said if you have a pre-existing condition, particularly respiratory.
Yes, and I think some of the experts say smokers may be at greater risk because their lungs may be compromised.
All right, Selma Khalik, health correspondent at The Straits Times. You stay safe. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.